Hello.
Hello. How are you doing? Hey, my name is Steve, and we are conducting a survey. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research and to the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answered the survey. Is that something you can help us out with the survey for a few minutes?
Sure.
All right, perfect. And may I ask, what is your zip code, man?
19132.
You told me 19132?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Let me see. And what is the year of your birth?
80.
1980?
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's see. Do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female. Do I sound like a male?
No, I do apologize. It's just reading the questions. Sorry about that. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? You have
who?
Joe Biden, a Democrat, Donald Trump, a Republic, or someone else?
No. Democrat. It's always Democrat, but you said 2020. So, yeah, it is Biden.
Thank you, ma'am. And let me ask you, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
African American.
Oh, okay. Thank you, ma'am. Let's see.
I feel like I got to answer it. It's like, no, I'm just saying. Go ahead.
No. And let me ask you, are you
go ahead, what'd you say?
Oh, sorry. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
No, I'm registered. Yes, sir, I'm registered.
Okay, thank you. And as you may know, there will be elections for office like the president in the U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in November 24th elections? Will you definitely vote?
Yes.
Okay. Definitely will vote. Thank you. Okay. How do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general elections? Voting in person early before election day, voting in person on election day, voting by mail or other?
Voting in person on election day.
Okay. Thank you. So next question is, no matter how frequently you vote in election, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel like Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the Black community has a lot of powers, 5 means neutral, and 0 means Black community has no power at all.
Can I pick 1 or 2?
Five,
zero, 10.
What number? I'm sorry, from?
Can I pick 1, 2, or 3, or do I have to pick 0, 5, or 10?
No, you have from 0 all the way to 10. So remember, from 0. 2?
2.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President Congress. State or local office on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may
10.
Use... Oh, okay. Thank you. Now, we'd like to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you do not know or you'll be never heard of these people or groups, please indicate so. So the first one is Kamala Harris.
You want to know if I'm extremely going to vote for that person, or? I'm gonna give you an 8 on that one. I will be voting for her.
Oh, okay. Do you feel like favorable towards her?
Yes, very favorable. I forgot what you had said before, so that's why I didn't use the right words. But yes, very favorable. That's right. Like an 8, yes.
And Barack Obama?
Is he in office? Or just,
no, no.
Just for general people, right?
Yeah, general people throwing names out there.
Yeah, he gets an 8. I give him a 10. Always gave him a 10.
A 10? Okay.
Yeah.
And Tim Walz.
Who?
Tim Walz. He's the
vice
president running with Kamala Harris.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow. Okay. Well, yeah, he gets I'm going to give him a 7 because I don't know him like that.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you.
I'm not very political. Do you understand what I'm saying? But I understand what you need the survey for, so I'm going to answer the question. So if I don't understand, if I don't get a name, it's because I'm not into it because, you know what I mean, I'm going to vote regardless because us as black people, we need to vote. But to know exactly who's who, I don't know who's who. So that name didn't pop up in my head whatsoever.
Oh, okay. Thank you, man. Thank you.
That's what, you know, all the Democrats, Republicans, or even that kind of Congress mess. Stuff, not mess.
Thank you. And next person will be Donald Trump.
Yeah, he can kiss my ass. He get a 0.
Thank you. Let me see. And next one will be Joe Biden.
Right now he get an 8. Right now, you know.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Mark Kelly.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, so just him. Never heard of that person. Thank you. And J.D. Vance.
That's the person that's for Trump's second man, right?
Yes.
He can kiss my ass too. He gets 0.
Thanks. All right, thank you. Josh.
Excuse my last part. I'm all being recorded. Sorry, mister. God. Okay. Sorry.
Josh Shapiro.
He's all right. I'm going to give him a 7.
I gave him a 6.
I am nice.
Thank you. Let me see. What do you think are the most important issues facing the community today? Please select top 3 issues most important to you. So some of the issues right here are affordable quality housing, affordable quality health care, criminal justice and police reform, access to good jobs, immigration, reducing racism and discrimination, protecting and expanding voting rights, climate change and environment, abortion, better transportation system, access to quality education, public safety, including gun violence, rising cost of living, or none of
these. See, you just said like 20 different things, and you want me to go from top to bottom and pick one from each of those things?
I know you from those options. You can just let us know 3 issues that
I'm okay with the education. I want the abortion rights to. I want them to have their own rights if they choose to do that. That's what they choose. Step the transition. Yes, I think that needs to be better. Also, what else you said? You said something.
Housing.
Yes. You know, I'm definitely for that. I'm in housing now, so I'm definitely rooting for that.
Healthcare.
Most definitely, because I'm going to get old. I'm going to need it also. So, yes, I'm rooting for that. Go ahead, Sam. Look at you listening, bitch. Go ahead. Tell me what else you said. Yes, police reform. We all need that. We know we need that. That's been happening. That's something that, yeah, that's been an issue, most definitely. It's been years of that. We got too many people. Sandra Bland, all of them. Like, no, we do. And to, like, put this in one place, like Kensington Avenue, is just harsh for me. We got a lot of other places that's going down, too, but I dig the initiative.
I think that was all right. Thank you. Well, so the next question that we have, next question. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? We have Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, or undecided.
Kamala Harris. I wouldn't do anything else but that.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
I will be, say it again.
Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Right.
Your vote is for Kamala Harris, or is it you're voting because
Yes, Kamala.
Thank you. As today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic Nation Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated to vote, make no difference? Someone else motivated to vote, or much less motivated?
Make no difference.
Okay, thank you. Compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, make no difference, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Neutral. Just the middle.
Neutral.
Neutral.
Oh, okay. Let's see. So, like, makes no difference then.
It doesn't. Oh. Like I said, I'm not very much into it.
Oh, okay.
Of course, we need certain things, you know what I mean? Period.
Okay.
But I'm not breaking my neck to focus on it. I got too many other things: children, work, home, like, so that kind of stuff. Like, to know, you know, who we vote for, it's always going to be Democrat, but, you know, you got to know the issues and what they're what they're doing this for, or understand what they're doing this for. I get it. It's just, I'm not focused on that. Like I said, it's just neutral. I'm okay, but I'm going to do what I got to do to vote. You know, I'm going to look into the issues somewhat, but I'm not going all the way crazy with it. So usually it's going to be neutral.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for the thoughts. Yeah, that's why the survey is what polls will help us out. So next question is one. I'm sorry?
You home?
I'm sorry?
Are you home? Are you at your home or are you at your work?
No, I work.
No. I'm just saying, like, you know, these are the kind of calls, the surveys you just could, you know, do off your phone and make phone calls. They give a list of people.
Oh, no, we are in our office. Our independence research company is in Miami, Florida.
Oh, that's where you live. Okay. Funny thing. Go in. All right, go on.
And next question is, do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Okay. Thank you. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reforms as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Some, because like I said, I really don't know very much, you know what I mean, information about that kind of stuff, this kind of political stuff. It's just not in me to get into it. Now, like, you know, to debate or to argue it. Like, right now, even if she don't do what we need, people like us will want to elect for her anyway. You know what I mean? It's making history, period. First woman, first black woman. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be always towards her. Even if she lying about everything she's going to do, it's going to still be because us black people need to break records. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's where my head is at with. Like, I don't know the political stuff. I don't know that kind of, you know, thing. So, like I said, it's going to be mutual, and it's going to usually be the Democrat side, period. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I understand what you're saying, man. Thank you. So next statement, for each of the following traits, I'd like to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris somewhat, describes her, only describes her a little bit, or really does not describe her. This is some of the trades that I'll be giving out to you, and you can let me know if this really describes her, somewhat describes her a bit, really does not describe her, or maybe you don't know. So the first trait that is in the system is governs with an iron fist.
Excuse me. Yes. Somewhat.
Somewhat? Oh, okay.
She didn't call you.
Did I say that right? Did I answer it right?
She did not call me.
Okay. Okay. You said do it describe. You said do it describe who she is. Some, you know, extremely, you know, not so extremely or not at all. I'm gonna put it not extremely, but next to that. What's the one next to that?
Describes a bit.
A bit, right? There you go.
Oh, okay, so with that one, okay. Next one is restricts rights for the trans and the LGBTQ community.
I don't know if she's for that. Now, like I said, I don't know.
And okay.
If she's not, then I think she should be.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if that describes her because I don't know if she's about that. Like I said, I'm not really into it, so I don't know. But I don't know if she's into that or that. From my perception, as me looking at her, then I'm going to say the same answer as the last time. Oh,
okay. Thank you, ma'am. Is someone, next trait, it'll be, is someone young girls can look up to?
That's going to be extremely yes. Yeah, that I can see that and her completely yes.
All right, so it really describes her. All right, thank you. Next one is represents the AAPI community.
I don't even know what an AAPI is.
Oh, okay, thank you. Let me see. And is prepared
What is it?
I'm sorry?
What is it?
The AAPI?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, this is the...
Say it how it comes up in your brain. I'm not scared of anything. I heard of everything. So listen, just explain, like say it straight out. Whatever it is, AAPI, what is that?
That is the
I don't hurt anybody's feelings. You're not hurting my feelings. Just say it because I don't know what it is. I got to know. So just say what it is.
That is the Asian American Pacific Islanders.
Oh, I think she'd be for them. Yeah. Next to extremely. What's the one? No.
Okay. Somewhat describes her.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And next one is prepared to be president.
Yes. That extremely. Yeah. Okay, She's ready.
Thank you. Fights for all of us.
Yes. Extremely, yes.
Thank you. Is a strong black woman.
Extremely, yes, honey. You know I'm going to say yes a lot.
Is tough on crime.
Okay. From the ads I've seen, I'm going to say somewhat.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Let's see. Now,
that's where I'm going off of TV. Do you understand what I'm saying? The news, The View, you know, things like that. That's where I'm going off of. Other than that, I don't know very much about it. Like I said, when Obama became president, I didn't know nothing about that, but he was the first black man. Why wouldn't I? Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, that's true, sir. I understand what you're saying right there.
That's where I'm like, she's the first black, not black person, but black woman. So, yeah, I'm definitely extremely hyped for her. So yeah, some stuff I didn't know. So, yeah, I somewhat. Go ahead. You can ask the next question.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. Now, for each of the following traits, so I will read some traits also once again to you. And I would like you to let me know if you think it makes you much more favorable of Vice President Harris, somewhat favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or more, or no difference. So the other traits they have, Kamala was the first attorney general in the country to require a statewide. Kamala was the first attorney general in the country to require a statewide policing agency to wear body cameras and implicit bias training program for police officers. Would that trade that rate to you, would that make you much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable?
Somewhat, yes.
Thank you. Second trade, in 2004, as a district attorney, Kamala was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples.
That's dope.
And with that trait, would that make you much more favorable? Would that make her much more favorable towards you?
Yes, much more.
Okay, thank you. Next trait is Kamala started a program called Back on Track as district attorney that gave first-time drug offenders the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment. Would that make her?
Yes.
So much more favorable.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Next one. Kamala is a proud alumnus of Howard University, the historic black university where she became a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Inc., and remains actively engaged in advancing their mission of uplifting black communities.
The first one.
Much more favorable?
Yeah.
Okay.
Much more favorable. I don't know, but I like that.
Thank you. The survey gives a little bit more information about specific people. So Kamala is undoubtedly referred to as Momala by her niece and two stepchildren for the loving and supporting presence she has been in their lives.
More favorable.
Okay, thank you. Kamala forged her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it is sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to and provide legal protection for these victims.
Oh, that's nice.
So that would make her. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Okay. And again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are. And 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10.
10.
A 10? Oh, okay. Thank you. Once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, whether 10 means the black community has a lot of powers, 5 means neutral, and 0 means a black community has no power at all.
6.
That's 6. Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but in November 2024, elections for president were held today. For whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Other
Democrat.
Democrat, thank you. And is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Say it again.
Is that vote you are doing for Democrats, is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Yes, for Kamala Harris against Donald Trump.
Okay. So do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some little, or not at all?
A lot, please.
Thank you. When it comes to punish for criminal justice reforms as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some little, or not at all?
What was the first?
When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following will you say are your main sources for news? So we have Snapshot, local TV news, CNN, national newspaper, network news, ABC, CBS, NBC, family and friends, Instagram, local radio, local newspaper. Local TV news?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You asked me where do I get my information, right?
Yes, where you get your information. You can, like, listen to it.
Instagram, Facebook, that's about it. I don't do Twitter or X, whatever that's called. I mean, I don't do anything else. Just Facebook, Instagram, and TV. Usually 29.
Yeah, thank you. And are you in a group of are you in a group chat for text communications with others?
No.
Okay, no. Okay, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself independent, Republican, or Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not strong Democrat?
I mean, I'm a strong Democrat, because if I'm not a strong Democrat, then it makes no sense to be one. So, but yes, a strong Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed and or the highest degree you have received?
11th grade.
I'm sorry?
11th grade, and now you're embarrassing me, Steve.
No, sorry. I apologize. Something I would not like to ask people. Let me see.
Because I'm not dumb. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that you're calling me that, but to, you know what I mean? Especially when stuff like this, it's like where your understanding of everything is. So I get why you ask me, but it's still embarrassing.
No, that question is for everybody. It doesn't matter which party you or who you vote in.
Right. I dig it, and I dig that. But it's still embarrassing.
I do believe it's not really necessary for to ask some questions.
Yeah. How about that?
And let me ask you, are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single? I'm sorry?
I'm single.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I have a boyfriend, but we're not married, so I'm single.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. In 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. That's really up.
Like I said, 11th grade, honey. Who knows, sir?
Okay.
I don't have a number of less than 10,000.
Okay. Thank you. Let me see. Okay, well, this concludes our survey. I'd like to thank you for your help. I really appreciate a lot that you took your time and being patient with reading some of the repeated questions, but thank you for your time, and I do appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate you, too.
You too. Thank you, man. Take it.
Yeah. Okay.